This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so let's set up this interview. I can't remember two assistant coaches that have gotten this much praise in a long time. Chris Richard in the secondary coming over from the Seahawks, and Sanjay Law, new wide receivers coach. Now, we got to talk to him about this quote to Clarence Hill, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, basically saying, we're getting away from that back shoulder fade offense. And I'm like, woo! What was this, Brian, specialty?
Dropping passes.
That would be...
bad route. Back shoulder fade.
Back shoulder fade. So, how is this offense going to look different? How many more different routes are they running? I want to know what the difference is going to be. And this whole argument over not having a number one wide receiver, how are you going to sell us on that? I'm not sold. I think that you need someone legit like that. And then there's Dez Bryant saying, there's no drop-off in Dez. Lane, let's play this from WFAA. Remember, Sanjay, Will McClay, they alluded to a drop-off with Dez Bryant. He's still unemployed, so the league must agree. Tony Romo, maybe the best analyst in the game, does not see the same thing.
When I watched the tape, I didn't see the same. I thought he was the same guy. He was. He obviously didn't have the same production, but you know, Dez never was Antonio Brown with his route running. But at the same time, people can't do what Dez does, you know, to high point the catch. And when I looked at it, I really was seeing a Dez Bryant who I thought was still a very good football player. And you know, I think he's 29 years old, and I just don't think at that age you just fall off a cliff that suddenly. So, you know, the tape, when I watched it, I was expecting to see some of the comments I know that we'd read, but, you know, I still think Dez Bryant is an outstanding football player, and I think, you know, if he goes to the right place, I think you're going to see that this year.
So there's Romo on WFAA. If you turn on the Twin Peaks fan cam, 1053thefan.com/fancam, you'll see the new wide receiver coach of the Dallas Cowboys, and he's getting rave reviews around here, Sanjay Law. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
Doing well. What has your experience been like so far working with this team, starting off training camp? How are things going for you and the guys?
Really good. They're buying into everything. It's a blue-collar, hard-working group that really takes coaching, so I'm really pleased that way.
Where are you from, by the way?
I would say, I guess, California's home.
Okay.
Okay.
But I did live in Plano for 3 years growing up, so...
What about family background?
Family's from India.
See?
Dad was born in Tanzania.
Okay.
Man, Mom was in India.
You're my new connection now. My dad's from India as well. Okay. So, Sharif, Sanjay, boom. There we go. We got the best hands out here. We just made a connection. He doesn't know it or agree with it. All right.
So he's wondering what just happened. Yeah. Like, what's going on here?
I'm wondering what happened.
All right, Coach, we got to put out a little bit of a possible fire with quotes in the four-star telegram saying, I would rather have down-the-field guys that go run down a ball and score than live in the back shoulder world. We want touchdowns. We have some of those. We all associate the back shoulder with Dez Bryant, his specialty play. So what did you mean by the quote? And would you like to just clear up? Because I'm telling you, it's going to turn into a little bit of a quote-unquote Dez shot of what you're talking about with the passing game.
Yeah, I don't usually read what's going on. I happen to read that and extremely disappointed in the writer who wrote that. The question was asked of me is, what's my preference on basically go balls? I was raised by Al Davis and Al Saunders. In Al Saunders' offense, back shoulder's a bad word because of one reason. If you tell a receiver he can win on a back shoulder, he doesn't run fast. So to teach a go route correctly, you put your head down for 20 to 25 yards, look up, and go score. If you're thinking about back shoulder, even if the inkling is in your head, you're not going to run and try and win. Even when you're hip to hip we say you got to come out the other end, and QBs throw the ball down the field. In 2015 in Buffalo, we were the number one team in the league completing passes 35 yards or over. You pull up that Buffalo go route reel with Tyrod throwing to Goodwin, Percy, Sammy. That's big time stuff. So we're trying, at least me as a receiver coach, I'm trying to instill that into our guys that even when you're hip to hip, don't give up and look back, come out the other end. That was a question that was posed to me. So whoever this guy is, he tries to spin it into a Dez bash. It's BS, honestly. Okay, I have ultimate respect for Dez. I was excited to come here and have a chance to coach him. And if he was here, I would relish that opportunity. It's really disappointing that everything that's said around here, to be totally honest, gets spun as a Dez bash. It's wrong. Honestly, it's completely wrong. I was asked a technique question, and some guy decides to go spin it to get a headline. And it worked, unfortunately. And it's really sad I have to sit here and defend a technique question because someone spun it into a soap opera deal.
Well, thank you for clarifying it, Coach. We appreciate it. But there's so much excitement and intrigue over the routes that you're teaching and the routes that maybe these guys are going to be running.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at this team out here, and these are a lot of the guys are smaller, at least a lot of the compared to what we've seen around here. How much different has that been for you coaching-wise in terms of these players picking up the routes? Because, we, you know, in the past, we have not put a lot of time in digesting what type of routes they're running. It's been, like you said, a lot of different kind of routes that they've run here. But, you know, how have these guys picked up on it?
Really well. Like I said, they're really open to coaching. Mm-hmm. There's not a receiver out there that doesn't want to run great routes. And if he's given the right tools and the right coaching progression, all of them that I've been around buy into it and really love it. It's been no different everywhere I've been.
Are we going to be seeing different routes than maybe in the past? I'm not trying to compare regimes, but offensively, are these going to be different routes than maybe we've seen in the past with more guys being capable? Because you're preaching versatility at all positions.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll see – I wouldn't say there's more routes in the system. The routes are in there. If you look at the book – the book's this thick, and all the routes are in there. Everyone has the same stuff. So it's just a matter of what can we get good at, who can do it, and then we'll implement those plays.
Were the players fairly raw as route runners when you first got here?
I wouldn't say they're raw route runners. I would say everyone had something they could get a lot better at. And it was more about understanding, well, why are we telling you to sink your hips? What does it do for you? I'm a firm believer, if you can teach an athlete to self-correct, that's where he makes the biggest jump. So if he becomes self-aware, which they are becoming, that's the key.
Sanjay Lal, new Cowboys wide receiver coach here on 105.3 The Fan. It's funny you brought up Al Saunders. I covered him with the Redskins, and I would notice the timing and the anticipation. That's where I first saw in football that you throw it before the cut. And you're quoted in this same article as saying, Dak can throw blind. He doesn't have to double hitch. He can cut the ball loose. We're always preaching cut it loose on time. And I know Al Saunders was huge on that. His quarterback seemed to throw to a spot versus a guy. Just take us through what you're trying to implement in terms of that with Dak throwing blind.
It truly is that. So if you have a comeback, the apex of our curve on the comeback, we run a J cut. It might be at 18, 19 yards, but we're working back down to a spot 15 yards, 2 yards from the sideline. So if he can take his seven-step drop and throw the ball out there, and we come back, we say intersect the ball. If he can trust that the receiver is going to be there, then he can throw it on time with confidence. So that's one example of one route, but there's many others like that. So it is truly is throw to a spot. We'll get there one way or another, whether we have to shed a jam, get vertical, lean, whatever we have to do, we'll have our toolbox, but we got to get there, and that's the challenge as a receiver.
Is there a particular player that's made, like, the most strides that you've seen so far in camp?
I'm going to single out Lance because Lance has not only changed, you know, his route running style. He was more of a beat the drum, you know, at the top of the route, he'd pump his arms, and to me, that's kind of a dead giveaway you're breaking, so he's changed that. He's opened his stride length. That was big. He was somewhat of a short strider, especially on shorter routes. Now he's opening up his stride. So I have no problem singling him out because he works harder than most, too.
Coach, can you take us two philosophies? Number one, the absence of a quote-unquote number one wideout. I'm worried about it. I've seen Drew Pearson and many other people who are actually qualified in football say it's not an issue. Why should fans not be worried about the absence of a quote-unquote number one wide receiver?
I would say if you're going to, as coaches, as a receiver coach, the thing to be concerned about is, are they gaining separation and are they gaining it versus tight man-to-man? So when you say a number one receiver, Antonio Brown can get separation in tight man-to-man. That's what you're looking for, whether it be vertical or horizontal separation. So if we get into games and we can't separate and they're playing single high to stop the run, then we have an issue. As long as 1, 2, 3, 4 of these guys can create separation on a routine basis, we're fine. But if you go into games and they're clamped, that's an issue.
So we've been seeing some of the smaller guys on the outside. Cole Beasley has looked unstoppable, mm-hmm. in my opinion. I'm pleasantly surprised Tavon Austin, not just with how he's burning down the field, but the leadership. I didn't know he'd come in here that early. But in the red zone, kind of concerned about those guys on the outside. How much do you plan on putting those guys on the outside, and how big of an issue could it be in the red zone where everything gets more compact?
Yeah, that's obviously a Scott Linehan question as far as schematically, but you're right. Smaller guys in the red zone are harder, so you want to bring your big bodies in and then have your smaller guys doing more of what they do, escape routes, in and outs, those kind of things.
What are you seeing from Michael Gallup?
A raw guy with a lot of potential. And like all of them, he's buying into coaching, he's learning. But he flashes the skill set that we want. He has a catch radius, he is physical, he can become a very good route runner. None of those things are consistent right now, but if you're evaluating, was that a really good third round pick? I would say so.
Cowboys receivers coach and member of the 1991 national champion UW Huskies team joins here at 105 The Defense, Sanjay Lal. All right, you know, we look at Chris Richard. He's sitting in the back of the end zone. He is so amped up. You know, you guys are obviously working together as a team, but like out here in camp, are you guys like nemeses, whatever that kind of word? Like, do you guys have like a good little kind of battle going on?
It's not really even. Like, I tell our guys to block out the noise, so we don't really even hear, mm-hmm. or we try not to, what they're saying. We're going to just defeat the guy who lines up in front of us, and no regard to who their coach is,
sure.
or anything like that. We just go play, because that's how it's going to be in the game, so we're more instilling that.
Evaluate for us what you see from the cornerbacks. I mean, you probably get a pretty good look at what they're doing. Kind of what you see from them. We've been really, really impressed with a couple of guys back there.
I don't have anything to compare them to because I don't know what it was like last year. But overall, the top guys seem solid to me is what I would say. And they're doing a good job of trying to play over the top on go routes. So they've been hard to beat vertically downfield. They do a good job of getting to their angles. And we talk about saving the box 4 to 5 yards from the sidelines, mm-hmm. so the QB has a throw. Well, we've not done a good job so far at receiver of holding that line. They've kind of won that so far. So that's one of the big things in our room we're trying to get better at.
Not yesterday, but the day before, I thought that Dak lit it up, dominated practice, tight window throws. Your guys were making all the plays. What have you seen from Dak Prescott throwing the ball so far?
Yeah, I see a poised quarterback. And honestly, the fact that I don't notice him is a good thing because I'm so focused on the receivers. A lot of times you don't even, as a receiver coach, know who's throwing it. I mean, you obviously know the ones are in. But when you don't notice the quarterback, that just means the ball's going where it should on time and you're just coaching your guy. You don't look and say, who threw that in a bad way? Mm-hmm. And then once in a while you look up and say, wow, who threw that one? It's a good one.
So we're seeing a new little fun thing. Well, fun for us watching, not for these guys. They're carrying these bricks after practice. The guys made fun of me. Oh, I couldn't. I have a hand. My hands are a little bit small. But so they love laughing at me while you guys are carrying these bricks back and forth. What is that, coach, and how does that help the guys?
It's simply developing hand, finger strength, forearm strength. No one's going to go in the weight room and do 1,000 wrist curls. So when we're fatigued at the end of practice, it's really a functional way. And we can create competition with it, who can go the furthest.
Okay.
And you do make big jumps doing it, too.
Do you think I could
get your hand around it?
You think I could?
Look at that look. Look at that look on his face.
Coach.
Oh, my God.
We're supposed to be boys. We're supposed to be homies right now.
I mentioned Al Davis. There were two big things he had. It was speed and hand size. So,
I couldn't
would
play
you
for
be
them.
Eliminated on both?
You know what? Coach,
yes,
Coach, I think you have a meeting to get to.
Up,
I think it's time for you to go. Sanjay Law, new Cowboys wide receiver coach in the Twin Peaks hot seat. In all seriousness, we're hearing crazy praise about you to start off things. Keep up the great work.
How heavy are those stones?
25 pounds.
25. Okay.
All right.
Need to know.
Sorry, I'm just going to cut off my
head. Sorry, I just need to know.
That's okay.
I just need to know.
Well, I'm really appreciative of the praise, but I got to get it done in the regular season. So that's a challenge I'm
You're a serious guy. What do you do for fun? give us a hobby. We're trying to break a smile here.
I love water skiing.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go, Chop.
Yep.
You guys can go.
Well, I would go jet skiing. I can't water ski. I can't even get up off the water.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Have you gone to one of the lakes so far and water skiing?
Not in Dallas, but every summer I get a chance to do it.
All right, Coach. Nice. Well, we'll get you a boat. We'll get you some skis. Thanks for sitting down with us.
One ski.
What? Oh.
Like the one ski.
Whoa.
Yeah, the one ski guy.
Mr. Fancy over here. Slalom. Sanjay Law, Twin Peaks hot seat right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.